The Way of Salvation and of Perfection by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Part 1, Meditation 37. The Love of Jesus Crucified. Well might our loving Redeemer declare that he came upon the earth to enkindle divine love, and that he desired nothing else but to see this sacred fire burning in our hearts. I come to cast fire upon the earth, and what will I but that it be kindled? Luke 12:49. And in fact, how many happy souls have been inflamed with the thoughts of a crucified God as to forsake all things else to give themselves entirely to his holy love? What more could Jesus Christ have done to induce us to love him than to die in torments upon a cross to prove how much he loved us? With good reason did St. Francis of Paula, when he contemplated with admiration Jesus crucified, exclaim in an ecstasy of love, "O charity, charity, charity!" But alas, how generally do men live forgetful of so loving a God? If the vilest of men, if a slave had done for me what Jesus Christ had done and suffered for me, how could I be able to live without loving him? O God, who is it that hangeth upon the cross? The same that created me and that now dies for me. That cross, those thorns, those nails, exclaim with a still louder voice, those wounds cry out and demand our love. May I die, said St. Francis of Assisi, for the love of thy love, O Jesus. Thou hast died for the love of my love. To make an adequate return for the love of God in dying for us would require another God to die for him. It would be but little, it would be nothing, were each of us to give 1,000 lives in return for the love of Jesus Christ. But Jesus is satisfied for our giving him our hearts. Nevertheless, he is not satisfied unless we give them entirely to him. For this end, says the Apostle, did he die, that he might have the entire dominion of our hearts, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Romans 14:9. My beloved Redeemer, how can I evermore forget thee? How can I love anything else, after having seen thee die in torments on an infamous gibbet, to satisfy for my sins? And how can I reflect that my sins have reduced thee to this, and not die with grief at the remembrance of the offences I have committed against thee? Jesus, help me. I desire nothing but thee. Help me and love me. O Mary, my hope, assist me by thy prayers.